Do you mind me recording this? First of all, do you mind doing the radio IED for...
Sure.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. It's the show called Metallion.
Metallion.
So if you would say, it would state your name and band and you're listening to Metallion.
Right.
You're calling.
All right. Hello, people. This is JB from Grand Magus, and you're listening to Metallion.
Thank you. We'll cut it later. Can you? Do you have time for a few questions?
Yeah.
Are you happy with tonight's show?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was really pleased.
You presented a new song. What was it named?
Two new songs.
The first one you introduced as the one you had never heard.
Yeah, it's called Like the Oar Strikes the Water.
What is it about?
Well, it's basically about sanity conquering Christianity.
A good theme, if I may say so.
Yeah.
During that exact song, I noticed, maybe it's just me, maybe it's just that both of these bands are Swedish bands, but maybe some, not exactly similarity, but a similar attitude or a similar sense of things with the band called Mustache.
Oh, really? Well, we know them. They're a good band.
Have you played together?
I can't remember, probably not, but I've met them many times, and they're a good band, for sure, yeah.
But you don't feel you share anything?
I think we play different types of music, really, but I'm sure there are similarities.
Maybe it was just me.
Maybe.
What's going on with the Spiritual Beggars camp?
Nothing. I mean, it's like...
Is the band still active?
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't really say anything else.
What's up next for the band?
Well, we're going to release the new album in early June, and then... probably head off touring in Europe. I'm not exactly sure about dates or anything, but the new record, Iron Will, is going to be released on the 9th of June in Europe, and a month later in the US.
Are you happy with your current record label?
Absolutely. I mean, Rise Above, they've been supporting us since day one. When we started out, we were nothing, and now, I mean, they've helped us, and they're real, you know, they're like friends to us, so, yeah.
There's rumors about how the third theme of Roadburn is cursed somehow, how lots of bands have quit, and I read from this prospect that a member of the crew, the organizing crew, was lost just recently, and it's been somewhat under the sign of 13. Have you felt the curse at all, or had?
Well, you know, I'm cursed and damned forever. That's just the way it is. Nah, I haven't really felt anything special. I think this has been a really well-organized event, at least for us, and I think people around here are generally very professional, and no, I haven't felt any curse, not more than any other day, you know, of my life, so.
That's good to hear. Thank you, man.
Cool.